Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your preview of Chelsea versus Bournemouth, a 7:30 kickoff at Stamford Bridge on Tuesday. If you're tuning in on match day, happy match day. If you're listening the evening before, hi, and I hope you're having a very good evening. This will be a voice note preview, as unfortunately Dan and I could not find a time to nail it down, sit in front of each other and talk Chelsea. And he's obviously sent us his thoughts ahead of the fixture in the form of a voice note, which we will ping on later on in the show, as well as Tom's stat shaggers. But before we even jump to the lads, I thought, do you know what? Let me give you my two cents. I'm excited. Bournemouth, a tough game. The reverse fixture wasn't easy for Chelsea. A very good side this season. The Crimson Chin, or Armando Iraola, as we, you know, is actually called, is actually not doing a bad job. I thought he might be the first to go last season, but he survived, and Bournemouth themselves are on a very, very good run of form and proving to be worthy Premier League placeholders. With that being said, there's some fantastic talent on show there. Of course, if you listen to the Chelsea supplement, we did discuss Kerkez, Dean Huijsen, two players which Bournemouth have, which Chelsea are apparently rumoured to be very, very interested in. So I'm going to be watching both of them with a very, very keen eye tomorrow. In terms of Chelsea, well, a good win in the cup, no doubt, but it's got to be a good return to winning form in the Premier League. Newcastle breathing down Chelsea's neck as we look to hold on to a Champions League place. I'm a bit worried, I'll be very honest, but I'm worried at every game, aren't I? Bournemouth can be tricky customers. I was there when they beat us under Eddie Howe. I made a long, cold walk all the way back to Charing Cross because I was that annoyed that day. And that was probably when the knee injuries probably started, you know. Could have gone pro, guys, as they say. But that's not the case for me. Chelsea should be getting back to winning ways and fielding a very, very strong team. Hopefully a multitude of changes from the side that faced Morecambe. Reece James, hopefully, maybe holding down the place alongside Romeo Lavia, as long as they're both not made of glass and managed to get injured in this game. But that is enough from me. Let me hand you over to Dan and Tom with stat shaggers and their thoughts on the game.
So Bournemouth at home, I think this is quite a critical game for Enzo Maresca and Chelsea, especially after a really difficult run over Christmas that has kind of changed the mood and tone of this season. And it's a game I think Chelsea have to win, especially if they want to wrestle back control in the race for Champions League qualification and stem the tide of kind of a growing negative mood. And I think for Maresca, it's essential that Chelsea win their next two home games, because they've actually got a run of home games now that gives an opportunity at ground they've really wrestled back control. And, you know, our home form has improved compared to last season. So I'm expecting a big performance. I really am. I think the big questions for Enzo Maresca in terms of team selection will be Josh Achimpong was the reason he didn't start against Morecambe at the weekend, because he's ready to start this game, which I think will be a positive. Reece James and Romeo Lavia both back, but I don't suspect either will start this game, if I'm being honest, given they are still being managed very carefully. And in attack, will there be any major surprises? I suspect not, but given the way the attack has floundered in recent weeks, it's really essential that Nicholas Jackson finds goals sooner rather than later, and Cole Palmer too. And just wondering if there is another way Maresca can approach his attack, because he's kind of used one system so far, and whether because of individuals starting to struggle or generally the form of the team deteriorating, maybe there could be some variation, an introduction of Nkunku more so, or moving Palmer maybe to a right position who has the freedom to move in. I just would wonder if there's any flexibility on that, because it's a combination of Maresca being more proactive and making some alterations. I think especially in terms of Chelsea's kind of predictable nature and the flow of games going against them, the longer they progress, but then also of course the players themselves stepping up. So huge game, and Bournemouth, to be fair, have been brilliant this season. They are a really, really tricky opponent. I think Areola has done a great job there. They are not just a stable Premier League club, they're becoming a dangerous Premier League club, and I think they're late goal scorers too. So Chelsea, in terms of momentum and letting it drift away, they cannot afford to let Bournemouth get into this game late on, because they've proven they can win games late on. So that is my fear. But hopefully Chelsea can finally get some 3 points on the board heading into the bulk of the rest of the season.
So a big game for Chelsea in the eyes of a certain Mr. Daniel Childs. But in those big games, Chelsea, of course, need to seize those opportunities. And everyone knows that's only done through numbers and XG. That's what we've got, Tom.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
We're back in the Premier League and we're desperate. Chelsea head into this fixture. Desperate. Absolutely desperate. Four consecutive matches without a win and only 2 points from a possible 12 either side of Christmas has left Chelsea in a difficult position. That last Premier League win came against Brentford on the 15th of December, almost a month before this clash with the Cherries. So a win is not just wanted, it is needed. Chelsea's loss in form has also, quite frustratingly and annoyingly, coincided with all the teams around them seemingly hitting their straps at just the wrong time, if you're Enzo Maresca or Chelsea or us as the fans, of course. One of those such teams is Bournemouth, our opposition this Tuesday. They are unbeaten in 8 matches. They sit 7th in the table, only 3 points behind Chelsea. That is how congested it is at the moment. That excellent form that they're in has seen them defeat both Tottenham and Manchester United. Stunning form that day, by the way, to win 3-0 at Old Trafford, as well as Wolves, Ipswich and Everton, as well as draws along that way in that run against West Ham, Crystal Palace and Fulham. Bournemouth have scored a respectable 30 goals this season. Bizarrely, the exact same amount as all three sides directly below them, Aston Villa, Fulham and Brighton. Their 23 goals conceded, however, is bettered by only 4 teams in the league. Liverpool, Arsenal, Nottingham Forest are the top three, and then fifth placed Newcastle. Chelsea are next, only a goal behind on 24. So this could be a battle of two pretty good defences going head-to-head, although Chelsea's has looked a little bit ragged recently. Weirdly, Bournemouth are actually one of the few teams who Chelsea's record got stronger against during the dismal run of the last 2 to 3 seasons, with the Blues unbeaten in 6 against the Cherries. That last defeat came in December 2019, losing 1-0 at Stamford Bridge, thanks to a late Dan Gosling strike for Bournemouth. The two sides have met at Stamford Bridge in the Premier League 7 times since Bournemouth's first promotion in 2015. Chelsea have won 4 and Bournemouth have won 3. So it's definitely not as comfortable as would be expected, despite the recent kind of return to dominance for Chelsea in the fixture. The game on the 31st of January 2018 is probably the most famous for being poor from our perspective, one that we will definitely remember for the wrong reasons. Chelsea lost 3-0 that day. 3 goals were conceded in 13 second half minutes, with Callum Wilson, Junior Stanislas and, of course, former Chelsea player Nathan Ake scoring for the Cherries. That was a bad day. Of course, the last time the two sides played at Stamford Bridge was the last game of last season. Moises Caicedo scored an unforgettable goal from the halfway line that day. There you go, Chelsea won 2-1. It was pretty routine, finished 6th. Thought that was great. Europa League? No, Manchester United won the FA Cup and we were in the Conference League. We are in the Conference League, which has actually been a bit of fun, so there we go. But that was the last time the two sides met at Stamford Bridge. On to the managers. Enzo Maresca has faced Bournemouth twice, actually, thus far in his early managerial career, winning both of them 1-0. One with Leicester last season in the FA Cup 5th round, and the reverse fixture, of course, in game week 4 of this season. This will be his first fixture, weirdly, against the Cherries at home. I don't know why. It's not that weird, but it is his first one at home. His opponent, Andoni Iraola, or Crimson Chin, as Louis likes to call him, has yet to beat Chelsea in his 3 attempts thus far, drawing one, which was a 0-0 draw, and losing the last 2-1 and 1-0. So in 3 attempts, only scored 1 goal, conceded 3, and won no games. So that run continues, and Enzo Maresca can fix Chelsea's recent woes and get us back to being a little bit more confident about Champions League football at the Bridge next season. Up the Chelsea, and it's back to you in the studio.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
So, all the ins and outs have been given. Dan and Tom giving you everything you need to know and their thoughts ahead of the game against Bournemouth. Hopefully, the bald man can beat the Crimson Chin, like Lex Luthor sometimes beats Superman, but we're the good guys in this game. It's a long story. It sounds good in my head. I know it's probably not sounding good coming out, so I'm just going to end it there. But that has been the Chelsea Echo preview of Chelsea versus Bournemouth. 7:30 kickoff on a Tuesday. If you're at the game, make sure you enjoy it. Make sure you sing loud and get behind the team. If you're not at the game, don't be mean on Twitter. at least say it to their face. That is the one thing I could say in that situation. If you can't, that's a you problem. But if you want to say horrible things to us, make sure you do on our Twitter. If you want to tell me and Dan to die, we're fine. We can live with that. And, you know, just let us know on at the Chelsea Echo on X and at the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. Give us a 5-star review, though, if you're going to be mean. You know, at least give us something to write home about. Do you know what I mean? But that has been the Chelsea Echo. I've been Louis. We'll see you later. Ta-da.